Have some enthusiasm. Be excited. Let the Spirit of God energize you with His joy over what's going on. That attitude of gratitude, because God not only has blessed you, we're gonna get there, with the miraculous things, but He has also given to you the knowledge of these things. And the words that I believe that I'm speaking to you this morning will increase the expectation of your faith. Because God's not through. He's still creating wealthy people. He's not through with you yet. God's got stuff for us to do coming down the pike, not just individually, but, quote, a ministry, other assignments that He will give to us to accomplish. And He's preparing. Hallelujah. So let your faith be energized. We'll keep going. So if that's true, none of Jesus' teachings were about the tithe. Paul didn't even mention it. And the writer of Hebrews only mentioned it in reference to what happened with Abraham. And he also talked about the priest here, the Levites, receiving it. Then what are we supposed to do? What's up? How do we go about this? And that was what came out, okay? First of all, if you look over to the sixth chapter of Galatians, you get a really good foundation, an indication of what God expects and what we do. Tell you what, stop. Before we get there, let's get one we all know straight out of the mouth of the Master, because I said expectation, okay? In Luke 6, 38, we all know, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. And really the word there is overflowing, flowing over, overflowing. Then he goes on to say, with the measure that you measure, that's King James, we've talked about this many times, with the value, the esteem that you place on your giving, that's the measure that's going to be, that it's going to come back to you in. The value that you place on it is the way it's going to be measured back to you. People say 30, 60, and 100 fold. Okay, fine. Okay? But what this is, what Jesus said, was the value that you place on it, the esteem that you give it, is how it's going to come back. That could be 1,000%, okay? He's not limited. It doesn't just start at 30. If you don't value it very much, it might be 10, okay? Or 5. But a lot of people, if you could get tenfold, they'd be happy, okay? So that's what Jesus said about giving. Then, if you go over to Galatians, the sixth chapter, Paul wrote this in the sixth verse. The one being taught in the word, that's logos, that design, purpose, design, intent of God. The one being taught in the word is to share with the one teaching in all good things. So as we look around, that would make sense, right? Then let's go to the seventh verse. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also he will reap. Whatever, say whatever. Whatever a man sows, that will he reap, okay? This is the way the teaching came across to the Gentiles from the beginning. They weren't Jews. They were not under the law. Paul didn't want to teach them about the law. So he taught them instead more like the faith of Abraham. He said, here, the people who are teaching you these things, share with them what you have, okay? they're doing that, you do that, and let it work out together. And then he said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. That is the absolute foundational principle of the kingdom of God. When I came to understand that again, decades ago, reciprocity, whatever you sow, you reap. That's how the kingdom of God functions. And I know you know that, but again, don't forget it. Keep it in the front of your mind, because it's not just in money, it's in everything, okay? Now, the way I used to hear that when I was in business, the people I was around had this phrase, and some of you are used to it, you give where you're fed. That's what they said, right? Y'all heard that? Let me see the hands. Everybody's heard it. Okay, most everybody. You give where you're fed. In other words, whatever person, whoever's sharing with you the word, whoever is teaching you, then that's where you give. And I kind of found that curious, because a lot of the people that were doing that at the time were not, quote, pastors. They didn't have churches. Many of them were what we would call evangelists. They traveled around, okay? And the idea was, well, if your church isn't teaching you, if the, whatever you call them, the pastor, the teacher of your church isn't the one you're really learning from, then maybe you shouldn't give there. I actually heard these discussions. And because of my own, I feel like I'm talking too much about me this morning. Because of my own personal experience, there were a couple places that I was, churches, that I was a, quote, member of, involved with, that honestly wasn't really being taught very much from the man up front, okay? In a couple of cases, because of things in my life and because of what God had done, I understood things that the guy talking sometimes didn't. And in fact, one case in particular, I spent over 3 years, I guess, a little over that, who knows how many hours with this man pouring into him, who was the pastor, the things that God had shown me. So it was absolutely the opposite. So if that's all you were doing was giving where you're fed, then there would have been no reason for me to give there, right? That's why it ain't right, okay? It is true, the one who's teaching you share with them in all things, but there's much more to it than that, because there may be times that God has you in a situation like that, he did me.